Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up, and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by SoundMind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris, the list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound and the Consequence Podcast Network. Big hello to the subscribers. Thanks for chiming in, listening to all the interviews. Again, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we put out a new interview. If you're not, now's the time to hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts from, which you can also give the series a rating and leave a review as well. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Devendra Banhartz. He's back with a brand new record called Ma, M-A. And there's some ties to motherhood, both in a very literal way as we think of it, but also in a much broader universal experience. And Devendra's going to talk a lot about those differences and what it means for the songs. We'll hear the lessons, as he says, might be passed along to a hypothetical child. We'll also hear about his home country, Venezuela, It's a country that, as he says, is suffering under a dictatorship right now, leading to mass immigration out of the country, as well as the insane difficulty to get relief and aid into the country to his own family. We'll talk about what that's been like, how he's helping out with ticket sales, going to certain organizations, and also his heroes. We'll be talking about his heroes as well. Vashti Bunyan, Carole King, Joni Mitchell. He'll tell us about all of those and how they inspired the music of this record. It really is a beautiful creation. Talking about the record Ma, it's Kyle Meredith with Devendra Banhartz.
Hey.
Well, man, I got to tell you how much I seriously love this new record. Do you just say it Ma, like you're saying Mom, like Ma?
Yeah, Ma. But you can say it however you like, and you could say M-A, say Ma if you want. Ma. I don't know. You could say however you want.
But, you know, the Ma thing, it like Mom, I know that kind of leads into the bigger story. This would be called the press release side of the interview here, because that's sort of what it's about, right? It has this attachment to motherhood, as I understand. I was wondering if you could kind of explain that.
Yeah, of course. You know, Ma means mother in kind of as many languages as I could find. And it also seemed like a pretty good candidate for maybe the first utterance that a being that's just been born might I never noticed the connection between born and boring. It sounds so similar. You know, they're just boring. They're just so boring. Do you say born? They're just boring. That's just boring. Anyways, yeah, the first kind of utterance that a being might utter, and maybe the last too. You know, maybe the last, and maybe that's kind of a definition for some sort of expansion or growth as a human being, is to kind of go beyond that initial recognition of just one individual as your mother, and try to see your mother in other people and kind of more primordial places like nature, you know, mm-hmm. the ocean, etc. That maybe is a type of practice, I suppose, or maybe a definition of some kind of growth. And this mother theme was, you know, also kind of attractive as a metaphor for the kind of helplessness that I've been, and actually many people I've been feeling about Venezuela. Venezuela is where I'm from, and it's very much a place that's been a mother to me. And the helplessness, not really being able to help a place that's suffering so much. And also, of course, Ma is a Japanese kind of philosophical term for space. An example would be an empty cup. The essence of that cup is the actual space, and that's Ma. And in context of music, the essence of a song might lie just as much in the space between the notes as the notes themselves.
Does that play into why this is a bit more of an acoustic-based record?
Yeah, certainly. But also, it might have been determined by the environment itself, which was a very spacious environment, which was a natural environment. We were kind of actually began in a temple in Kyoto. The album began in a place that is all about space, in a place that actually makes no distinction between inside and outside. We actually recorded the first song in the Zendo, where there's a floor and there's a ceiling, but there are no walls, and it just opens out into this garden. And we actually didn't use that song because we didn't record it well. We only had 1 hour to do this, but it definitely gave us the idea of how we wanted to actually record the record. And it was in a house with windows open where we could record the Pacific Ocean as this kind of great symbol of the primordial mother. And we didn't, you know, on the last record, we were recording in L.A., and it's mostly synthesizers, and most of the parts that we kind of envisioned for strings and horns, we transcribed onto synths or, you know, mellotrons. But on this record, we really just kept it organic and had, you know, it's real pianos and real horns and real strings, woodwinds. And that was, I think, an expression of being in that natural place.
You hit again on the bigger theme there. I think I read somewhere that you also kind of explain this as lessons that you might pass along to a hypothetical child of yours in the future, which, you know, when you get into the details, that's where I find it really interesting right there, because I'd want to know, you know, what would be important to bestow, and how do you talk about what's currently happening, but with a bigger timeless picture?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how to do any of those things, but the record is an attempt to kind of introduce myself and the world to some degree to this hypothetical child, and to kind of put in an album what I would want to say to a child if I had one or if I didn't have one. And actually, it doesn't have to be a hypothetical child, because I'm the auntie. Now at this age, at this point in my life, I find myself as being the auntie to many little kids. Mm-hmm. Everyone in my band has kids, and this is my chosen family. These are my dearest and nearest people, and they all have kids, and I'm the auntie, you know, showing them how to skate or, you know, speak Spanish or something. It's so fun, and it's what I've always wanted to be. I've got a lot of turtlenecks, you know? And so in ways for them, it's also for these kids. And how do you do that? I don't know. But, you know, I try to be gentle about it, and because that's kind of my approach when it comes to being political, because things are so awful. Things are so awful. You've got to either really be gentle with it and try to be compassionate with it, or you have to be really funny with it. And that's why, you know, I get most of my news from, like, Sarah Silverman and John Oliver.
With Venezuela being so close to your heart and everything, and your family, there is so much happening in the world in all of these places, and we do hear about South America in so many different ways that I think for a lot of us, and me included, it gets lost exactly what is happening where. So when you are trying to talk about what's happening in Venezuela, what are you talking about? Like, what exactly is happening there that's, you know, specific to the region?
Let's see. There's a dictatorship. There's a military dictatorship. The president has eradicated democracy and has put anyone who opposes him, this is classic dictatorship stuff, in jail, and has tortured and killed people that have spoken out against his siphoning off of the biggest reserve of oil in the Western Hemisphere for his own personal gain. The people that are, unlike a good dictatorship, okay, a good dictatorship, ooh, really well-oiled dictatorship, like North Korea, for example, that is really, it's us against the world. And you kind of brainwash the people to believe that everyone's an enemy and you're the best and it's us against the world. And I control you all because I'm a dictator. This is a dictatorship that is fighting against its own people, and the people suffering the most are Venezuelans. And so what's happening is that it's a dictatorship that is so mismanaged and so corrupt and so completely myopic and ego-driven that the citizens of that country are not only being held hostage, but they're just dying. And there's no electricity. There's no swaths of time, for weeks at hand, there's no electricity. I know this because my family is there, my brother, my uncles, my aunts, my cousins are there. I get texts that say, hey, you're not going to be able to hear from me for a week. I'm so sorry. Electricity is going out. That also means no hot water, of course. There's no medicine. There's no food. So these basic fundamental essentials are completely gone. And about 2,000 people a day are leaving the country. At this moment, there's over 4 million people have fled. Wow. The country. Wow. Have fled the country. And it's very difficult to leave the way that we're kind of used to traveling, you know, obviously through airports, et cetera. You know, the visa situation is extremely complicated and convoluted, requires a lot of money. And so many people can't leave. And so there you are, stuck without electricity, without medicine, without water. And then the people that can leave are very fortunate and they leave, and that's created this whole diaspora of Venezuelans living outside the country. And, you know, that's actually, they're very fortunate. They're leaving a country I'll get to that point in a moment. And then there's the other people that have to leave on foot, and they're going to Ecuador and Colombia and Chile and Argentina and Brazil. And they are just going with the backpack that's got everything they own. So just put yourself in that position and imagine you've got to leave your house right now with just the shirt on your back. And that's the reality of people right now. So that's what's really crazy, is that this is happening at this moment that we're speaking right now. And when I ask people, my family, how do you feel? How does it feel today? It's just this feeling of gridlock. It's feeling of holding our breaths. We don't know what's going to happen. We're optimistic that things are going to change. We're pessimistic that they're going to change in a diplomatic or peaceful way. And that's a fucking horrifying way to live.
Right. And I think it's really important that you're saying that, because, again, a lot of this comes over the news where we just hear the shouting or just the one-line headlines that, you know, it paints it in such a, unfortunate way that without the details and to hear those stories from someone who has, you know, firsthand ties to it. I know you're trying to help in some ways. I mean, I read here even the ticket sales with the are going, you know, portions going to the World Central Kitchen and the Rainbow Railroad. Does that have ties back there, or is that stuff based in the U.S.?
That's based in the U.S., but it's helping over there. But it's still, I have to say, I'm doing the minimal. I'm doing the bare minimum. But that's what's kind of so frustrating about the situation, is that since it's really a country that's being held hostage by its own military and government, they're not allowing aid to come in. They're not allowing for medicine and food and you know, even financial support that's aimed at the actual people that are suffering to actually come in, because, of course, that would be some sort of admittance of that things aren't working well. And what's really incredible is if you actually look at the Instagram or Twitter of this dictator, Maduro of Venezuela, it's insane. It's like, look, it's photos of the country, and it says, like, look how well the country's running and how beautiful and prosperous everyone is. Ah, beautiful Venezuela, doing so well. Don't listen to the, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's madness. So I'm doing the bare minimum, but so can you.
Right.
That's the beautiful thing about this time, is that, you know, just fine. There's no shortage of suffering on this planet, and you must care about something. And you can actually just contribute $1 to a site today. And that actually collectively makes a huge difference.
I'm going to, as I look at our time here, I'm going to awkwardly position back to the record now to, you know, probably more of the happier stuff here, because there are two, I'm guessing they're heroes of yours that kind of get featured in different ways, with Vashti Bunyan actually duets, and you also got to speak to Carole King, which kind of arrives within Taking a Page. And what were those moments like for you, and were you able to take anything new from it?
Motherhood being... or maternity, let's say, or let's say that kind of maternal quality, because that makes it not gender specific. You know, this maternal quality is something that every individual has. Like, it's like saying that, you know, every male has this feminine quality, every female has this male quality. So it's not gender specific, but this maternal quality that nature has, that all beings have, and that art and music, or really, let's just say art, has, is part of the theme of the record. And some attempt to express gratitude for that mothering quality of music is made by asking somebody who I consider to be the archetype of this kind of maternal wisdom in art, and that's Vashti Bunyan. And it's really based on realizing that it's been over 20 years that every time I feel insecure, I feel unloved, I feel frightened, I feel lonely, I turn to her music. I listen to her music, and not just, you know, that began over 20 years ago with her first record being reissued, Just Another Diamond Day, a masterpiece. But subsequently, she's been making records ever since, and is working on one right now. And I still turn to those new songs, to the old songs, for that comfort when I feel that just loneliness, you know. And I do that too with Carole King. You know, I do that with Joni Mitchell. I do that with a lot of people. I mean, I do it also with Harumi Hosono and Ryuichi Sakamoto. And so there's little references to these people that I really feel indebted to and feel so grateful for, and that I still, after decades, still turn to. And it's not just when I'm feeling insecure and sad, although that's probably 99% of my life. Even when I'm happy, they also augment that joy. So it's like a beautiful win-win thing with art.
Oh, well, I love how that inspiration has made its way into the record, and I love what you've done with this. I mean, I can even compliment, like, I think Now All Gone, it's such a cool moment on that record. It takes that fun turn or whatever, and there's just these nice little surprises all throughout it that it's really, really refreshing.
Thank you so much. All right. That's so kind of you to say. I really appreciate that. And I gotta play Louisville. Gotta play Louisville soon.
Come over, man. We'll have you. We'll have you anytime. Anytime you want. Happy to have you. All right. It was pleasure talking to you. Yeah, pleasure talking to you today too. Thank you so much, and take care, man.
You too. See you.
Big thanks to Devendra Banhart. The new record is called Ma, and it's out now. And thanks to you for checking out the series. Again, if you feel inspired, I hope you give it a rating, leave a review, or just say hi in the comment box as well. If you're not subscribed, please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here, wherever you get your favorite podcast from. That does include iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, Podchaser, Acast, and really everywhere else. After that, you can head to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this. It's an hour chocked full of new song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and the interviews as well. That's WFPK.org. ConsequenceOfSound.com, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me at Twitter, at Kyle Meredith, Facebook/Kyle Meredith, and that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.